Hello, welcome to another Outside the Box, where it's time for us to clean up our own act. Today's topic is cleaning up elections. What do Mexico, Kenya, Iran, the United States, Zimbabwe, Cambodia, and Afghanistan all have in common? Give up? They all have had disputed presidential elections in recent months and years. Are you tired of hearing about countries going through the rancor and sometimes violence associated with charges of stuffed ballot boxes, intimidation at the polls, and manipulation by election officials or computer geeks? Let's face it, the election system in many countries, including our own, is the pits. Even if we didn't have the riots and demonstrations that happen in Iran, Kenya, and Mexico, there's still plenty of bitterness and questions around both 2000 and 2004 presidential elections. We could talk about all kinds of problems with our U.S. system, the Electoral College rather than a direct popular vote to elect, violations of ballot design procedures that caused confusion in Florida in 2000, partisan election officials who used their influence to permit some people to vote and others to not vote at all, and even why we vote on Tuesdays, and why Election Day is not a holiday. We know our system has many serious flaws. What can we do about it? One way to make elections more free and fair, that's starting to work in other countries, is election monitoring. Why not use that in the United States? Monitors could be either U.S. residents or from another country, just as some from our country monitor elections around the world. If election monitors had been deployed during the 2000 election, they probably would have declared it a sham and a violation of principles of electoral fairness. One of the first things monitors call for are independent election commissions. Right now, U.S. elections are run by partisan political officials, either appointed or elected, as a member of one political party. Secretary of State Katherine Harris of Florida was clearly no impartial official during the 2000 election. She was also chair of the George W. Bush election campaign. She determined policies that eliminated thousands from the voting rolls, the setup of the ballot, and counting-recounting procedures. If that isn't the fox watching the henhouse, I don't know what is. But Harris was not unique. In Florida, all county election officials are affiliated with a political party. In Maine, the Secretary of State, chosen by the legislature, generally by a party-line vote, is the ultimate authority. Town and city officials responsible for local vote counting are generally tied to a party as well. We could improve how we do voter registration, conduct elections, count ballots, control the polls, do voter education, and in general, have a system that's free and fair, just by barring obviously partisan people from those positions. Election monitors, both domestic and foreign, might show us that some of our election procedures are unfair and biased, just as they have reported similar problems in other countries. Their role is to shine a light on irregularities and make recommendations, but not to fix the problem. The Carter Center, founded by former President Jimmy Carter, and the United Nations, both have a lot of experience in election monitoring. They could be a place to start in developing a monitoring system here. The more countries which include monitoring into their elections, the more it will become a standard around the world. Most importantly, if we want other countries to embrace democracy and an election system that is truly fair and open, shouldn't our system be open to scrutiny as well? Otherwise, the message is hypocritical. Do as we say, not as we do. Does the idea of election monitoring appeal to you? How would you feel if there were election monitors at your polling station in 2012? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you'll want to be an election monitor sometime in your life, either here or in another country. But to do so, you'll have to focus on the fairness of the process, not who wins and loses.